Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Thank you for spending some time with us on the program. The Kid Who Beat Wall Street and Saved Africa by Ginger Heller is a story that takes place on six different continents where our hero Marco invests in a gold mine stock, corners the market in corn, and makes over $500,000. That's right, $500,000. And by the way, he's only 12. His parents have no idea. However, it's also the story of children in war-torn Africa, of marauding gangs, of thugs burning and pillaging. It's a story of disease, the lack of food, clean water, and medicine. The Kid Who Beat Wall Street and Saved Africa tells of courage, of adventure, of how one boy can begin to save the world one small step at a time. Ginger has enjoyed a career in several diverse areas, a middle school teacher and international sales agent and commodity trader. She started her own commodity trading firm. She's also a world traveler, having had the good fortune to visit most of the seven continents several times. The confluence of her major interest led her to write The Kid Who Beat Wall Street and Saved Africa, by the way, her first novel. It's received numerous awards, including the Pinnacle Book Achievement Award for Best Book in Children's Literature, finalist in the Indie Excellence Award in Juvenile Fiction. And Ginger Heller, the author, is with us on This Week in America. Ginger, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you, Rick, and thank you for having me.
It is my pleasure.
If I could begin, I want to just give you a little teaser into what this book is all about and how exciting it is for children. This is the prologue. It takes place in Africa. Immediately, Hakim knew the men were kidnappers. He had heard about these bands of thugs who were snatching young boys and making them part of the militia, the vicious child soldiers of the region. He had been searching for the herbs under the near undergrowth when he saw them. Two were carrying rifles. The third man, a tall man, had a machete tucked in back and a green bandana around his head. Instinctively, Hakim, a lanky 14-year-old boy, crouched down low in the grass and hid himself in the woods. He could see a small boy tethered to the truck, and he knew what was going on. He moved cautiously, so he kept the Jeep in line and hidden from the men. Ah, he gasped. The boy couldn't be more than 10 years old, and he was fast asleep. Hakim moved close to him, and then, with a sudden thrust, he put his hand over the boy's mouth so he wouldn't scream. He said, "Don't worry, you'll be okay. I'm here to help you. You go ahead now. I'm going to untie you and go into the woods and escape from these men." They did as he said. Hakim then watched him creep the 100 yards towards the tall grass. And as soon as he got into a safe position, Hakim strode out from behind the truck and walked rapidly in the opposite direction. "Hey, look at that kid," said one of the men. "Let's get him." The three men took off running. Though he was barefoot, Hakim started to run. He ran fast. He flew across the savanna, ran like the wind. Two men who were not very fast, but the third one was a thin, athletic man with the green bandana. He was gaining. He was taller, and his legs were wider and stronger than Hakim. So they ran. Hakim went as fast as he could up the path and through the hills, up a slight hill. And when we reached the top of the ridge, he looked down into the ravine. With a moment's hesitation, he dove off the cliff like an eagle in flight. The river was clear and it was cold. He swam without stopping for a full 10 minutes. The thin man stood atop of the precipice and looked down. When the others reached him, they said, "What happened? Why'd you let him go?" one asked. The thin man shrugged. "Can't swim."
That's part of the prologue in Ginger's just delightful book, The Kid Who Beat Wall Street and Saved Africa. It's so many characters. This is a book that is resonating so well, and we'll talk about that during the course of the program. What are some of the other unusual aspects in your book, The Kid Who Beat Wall Street and Saved Africa?
Yes. Well, in the story, as you know, Marco earns over $500,000 trading stocks and commodities on the internet. Yes, a half a million. And by the way, he's only 12 years old and his parents don't know.
Amazing.
So, but the book is really about Africa and about the gangs of thugs that burn and pillage and about the children that go without food and clear water. It's a very difficult situation. When I was writing the book, I had my African protagonist, a 14-year-old Hakim, and I named him Hakim. It just fell into my lap. Hakim, by the way, has been learning about folk medicine from his sagoma. That's the village health healer. But he always knew that there was something more. There's Western medicine. And he thought if he could learn it as well, he might be able to really help his people. You know, when I looked up Hakim after the book was finished, in one of the books about baby names for African children, yes, there was Hakim. Would you believe faith healer was right alongside the definition?
Interesting. Interesting. So this was fate that you came up with, Hakim.
Yes. The book seemed to happen like that. I expect sometimes these kids, my story, to ring the doorbell and come into my house. I mean, well, they're so much a part of me.
You've said that. It's almost like you sat at the computer to write the story and not knowing exactly where to go. And these voices, these kids were telling you where to go with the story. And the book is The Kid Who Beat Wall Street and Saved Africa, complete edition by Ginger Heller, our guest on the program. Book is available, of course, at Amazon. The audience, primarily young adult, middle school readers, and you address some large issues, some large global issues. Do you think they're able to comprehend the complexities of the issues that you talk about?
Well, actually, this age group is wonderful. You know, I taught 9 and 10-year-olds as well as older groups, and in school they would pledge allegiance to the flag, and some of them would actually cry. I mean, they were so patriotic. Yes. They had learned about the revolution and the history. But on the same hand, they are so sympathetic. Social issues are so important to them. And when they learned about the story and the plight of Hakim, I got the most fabulous sense that these children, they just, how can we help? How did that happen? Why did the grown-ups let this happen? See, the children are the ones who are going to change the world. And in fact, I had one young girl. She read the book and was so upset to learn that Hakim only had one pair of sandals and holes in the bottom. And she looked in her closet. She counted 7 pairs of shoes. That's right. So she and her mother got involved with a relief agency to send food and clothing to Africa. It was really quite beautiful. These children are, they resonate very strongly with the book. They love it. I get reports from teachers all the time. They just can't put it down. I had one amazing story. You're going to really love this, Rick. This boy, his teacher had asked him to write a book report on their favorite book, and he instead had another idea. So he earned $200 over a period of 3 months. With his teacher's help, he found a family in Costa Rica. You know, there are no safety nets in a lot of these countries.
Exactly.
He gave the money to the family, and within 6 months, they had 10 chickens and a rooster. And they had saved enough money to give back the $200. Of course, the boy said, pass it on. What a beautiful, beautiful testament to the heart in some of these kids. I was amazed.
So you've actually seen them reaching out, becoming involved, and they certainly will. They'll follow the lead of Marco in the book, The Kid Who Beat Wall Street and Saved Africa, complete edition by Ginger Heller, our guest on the program. Book's available at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly, get information, and order the book. I mentioned it's a young adult book. Is there something missing in young adult books? Because you seem to have struck a chord, because this is really resonating, not just with the readers, but with parents and educators as well.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you asked that, because I've been aware as a teacher and someone in education for a number of years, there's a paucity, a scarcity of books where there's a Black protagonist, a teenager, who isn't involved with overcoming drug addiction or poverty or yes, slavery or whatever the theme is. Well, here's my kid, Hakim. First of all, he's Black because he lives in Africa. He's just a regular, good, terrific kid. He's bright, he's smart, he's clever, and he's very kind. And all he wants to be is a doctor. westernized medicine, wants to learn all about it so that he can help his people. I'm telling you, the black readers, my teens, they love the book. They identify with it and they cheer for him, as we all do. It's really a lot of fun.
With us on the program, Ginger Heller. Time is going by way too quickly here. The book is called The Kid Who Beat Wall Street and Saved Africa. Many ethnic groups are represented in this story. You touched on that a little bit with Akeem. Talk about that, the incorporation of these different groups, and it really tells a very true picture of the world, doesn't it?
It does. You see, I believe that we have to bring these children into the 21st century. These children are here. They have to become part of the world and get out of their zip codes. These kids, they learn in the book through a work of fiction. They learn mathematics, astronomy, botany. They deal with medicine, allopathic and folk, and even earth sciences. There are so many learning devices. The ones I love the best are the fact that the kids learn about the northern, southern hemispheres, because the internet kids, they're talking to each other via the internet, and they have to watch the time zones. When you're in the States, it might be 7 in the morning, you have to call to speak to the kids in Australia where it's 7 at night. So they understand time zones when they're skiing or snowboarding in North America. The kids in the South are all in the Southern Hemisphere, are swimming and out in the sun.
Yes.
So the children learn so much about the globe, so much about science, and it's really very exciting. But the thing that thrills me the most, Rick, if I may, is when I work with the kids in the school. I was in a school upstate New York, and this is a very poor school. The kids did not have much of anything, but they were very bright. A lot of them were immigrants who had come abroad. And when we worked with them for a day or two, they got so excited about the book. When I left, the principal wrote to me and said, "Ginger, I just can't believe it. My kids are not the type that go home after school and read a book." But that's exactly what they did. And the next day in the lunchroom, they're all sitting around the corners of the lunchroom floor with the book in their hand, reading as fast as they could because they couldn't get enough of it. Thank you. So that was
Yeah, what a great compliment. I mean, they're reading. Maybe this will start something that they never really thought about doing, but the enjoyment of escaping in a book and learning in a book because they're finding out what's going on in the real world out there. Ginger Heller, our guest in the program, the book is The Kid Who Beat Wall Street and Saved Africa. Let's talk about that a little more, about how this is resonating not only with the students, but with principals, with teachers. Even parents are impressed because their children are responding. Their young adults are responding.
Yes. You know, it's so important when the parents, and the parents tell me, they appreciate when their kids have gotten engrossed in a book where they're not really big readers. I had a lovely story that happened in the Bronx. It's actually a little sad, bittersweet. I was teaching a class in inner city, and the kids just really were so far behind grade level. The teachers were wonderful. Why were they behind grade level? These kids move every week. They live in shelters. There's a different school each week. It's a very difficult environment. So I was teaching, and there were a bunch of four boys who refused to give me any recognition or acknowledgement. And they sat in the back of the room. They kept their mouths shut because behind them was a tall 30-year-old African man who was hired by the school to be there just in case of any disruption. So my last day, I went over to the boys and I said, "Hey guys, you know, you're missing. We're having a lot of fun up here going through the book and doing exercises. Why don't you join us?" And they didn't say anything. Then I said, "Do you know about Pele, that soccer player?" I said, they nodded. I said, "Well, I don't know too much about sports, but let's just pretend for a moment. You're 12, 13, supposing you're 9. You're playing soccer on the field, and you notice this kid, Pele, hanging on the gate. You saw him play, so you say, 'Hey, Pele, come on over and play with us.' And he says, 'Nah, don't want to.' So you say again, say, 'Oh, no, we're having such fun. Come join us.' And Pele says, 'Nah, nah.' And he goes home. What a shame. He missed out on being part of the school, playing soccer in high school and college, being recruited, and all the wonderful things that would happen. Don't you see, boys? I want you to come up and join us. We're having such fun. Well, their heads drooped. So then I said, you know something? I want you to know, I believe there's greatness in each and every one of you. And I walked away, but I turned and I saw one of the boys, the tears coming down his cheek. Very, very sad. I went over to leave, and then I saw Mr. Baba, who was this African fellow, perhaps 30, who was hired as a monitor. And I thanked him and noticed that under his arm, he had my book. I said, Mr. Baba, are you reading The Kid Who Beat Wall Street and Saved Africa? He said, yes, I am. I said, well, do you like it? He said, this is the best book ever. I mean, I had such fun. Then I said, what part did you like best? He said, the part about Africa. Oh, my God, you got to go there and see it. It's just great fun.
I get the impression you really come alive in the classroom. Is that the place where you really thrive? You're interacting with these middle grade school kids, and these are the ones that I understand you like all kids, but these are the ones you really seem to have this this fondness for. What's that like walking in the classroom? And now you've got this story, this vehicle that opens up this whole other world and discussion topics to these kids.
Well, I tell you, I love the age group because they're not jaded. They're not in high school. They're still young enough to be dreamers and have an open mind.
Yes.
And yet they're old enough to really understand sophisticated subjects like poverty and disease and difficulties around the world. There's such a joy to work with, and I've had more fun. One little girl, oh, you're going to love this, the best thing an author can ever hear. She takes me aside after class and she says, Mrs. Heller, can I ask you something very private? So I laughed. I said, oh, sure, go ahead. I bent down. She whispers in my ear, how do you know how we think? So I thought, wow, that's really it. I told her, I said, hey, you know, I was 11 once.
Well, you've really tapped into that. It's just so impressive the way the children, the young adults are responding to the book, the characters you have in there, for many being introduced to social responsibility for the first time. We see that in Marco. We see that in Akeem. It's just such a brilliantly written book. The Kid Who Beat Wall Street and Saved Africa. By the way, can a 12-year-old, here's a kid who gets inadvertently, he gets an invitation, a letter to invest meant for his dad. He jumps on board and makes $500,000. Can that actually happen in real life?
You bet it can. And if you want to know how, you just read The Kid Who Beat Wall Street and Saved Africa and find out. It's all in there.
Well, I know the answer to that. And if you're listening and you haven't read it yet, you're missing out on that. There's so many fascinating aspects. As a parent, buy it, read it, enjoy it, leave it out for the young people in your house to read and enjoy as well. The Kid Who Beat Wall Street and Saved Africa, the complete edition by Ginger Heller, our guest on the program. Book available at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly. Ginger, this has been fun. We'll have to stay in touch and do this again. So much fun having you on the program. Excellent job. I love your passion, your enthusiasm. You are shaping lives. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick.
It has been a pleasure. The book, once again, The Kid Who Beat Wall Street and Saved Africa by Ginger Heller. You'll find information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.